On the Edge with April Mahoney Brains. Here, this is the place where the conversation is pointed, the guests are sharp, and the responses are never dull. Welcome home, Brains.
Coming to you straight from San Diego, California, let's welcome our host, April Mahoney.
Just, it's for these people that have had, well, it's for anybody, but who I know that I'm experiencing is these women that are so physically tired, giving themselves away, and not owning who they truly are.
You know what? I hope to God that I have not recorded this, because I just re-record now. All right. That was good too. How far are we into it? Okay. How much time?
Oh, yeah. Shoot. I've got till 1:15.
All right. Let's do it again. I just want to make sure that I have you. Okay.
Yeah. I didn't see that up there before
I didn't see it up. No. And I was like, damn it.
Yeah.
All right. So let's go back. That's all right. We got it. Okay. But we worked through it and it was great. Yeah. Did I ask the questions great to where you felt comfortable answering them?
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
All right. So let's do it again.
Okay.
And it was like 15 minutes, so we're good. Okay.
Okay.
Is the place right here. This is the place where the conversation is pointed, the guests are sharp, and the responses are never dull. We have a fantastic guest again here on the Edge. We have a certified spiritual sex educator. Ouch. From Bolton, Ontario, Canada. Her name is Heather Egan. She's going to talk to us about overcoming sexual trauma and what she is doing and learn from her own experience. So without further ado, let's go ahead and welcome her here on the Edge. Good morning, Heather. How are you?
Good morning, April. I'm so happy to be here. I'm doing well.
I'm so happy to have you. My brains are ready to get it in. Let's talk a little bit about the work that you do. Being a certified sexual sex educator, where did this stem from? Tell us a little bit about your journey.
Oh my goodness. Okay. Well, I myself have had the experience of sexual abuse when I was a teenager, and I eventually became in a relationship with a partner who was involved in a spiritual community. And so my partner encouraged me to go and talk to the leader about my past. And the leader, in turn, being a male, felt that I would be more comfortable talking to a female about it. So 2.5 hours west of here was a facilitator in this work that I'm currently training in, as Sacred Sexual Awakening and Healing. And so I went out there and I was prepared. I didn't know anything about it. I'd heard about the founder, Carolyn and Charles Muir, a husband and wife team. And I thought, okay, I feel comfortable. But I just didn't know. I never experienced, my friends never had any of this experience before. So I trekked out there knowing I needed to do it, but scared me. So I got there and I laid down on her massage table, and she works with essential oils as well. And I just, like, she just touched my energy centers and I just started to release. And I had anger in there that I never knew I did have. Like, I had been through talk therapy before, initially after my experience ended. And I thought that, you know, got it out, talked about what happened, and I thought I was cured. No, my body was saying something different. So I continually went to this woman, and really, it really did wonders for who I am now as an individual. And I'm just so passionate about it that this experience came up from my teacher, Amrita Grace, down in North Carolina. And I went down and started my training.
Well, we're talking about, you know, going down with the get down, because once you have experienced sexual trauma, there is so much. It's mental, it's spiritual, it's physical, it can be financial, it can be traumatic. And to trust, you know, the word trust holds a lot of responsibility. It can also hold you hostage, because, say, for example, Two people are in a relationship, one betrays the other. The first thing they say, I will never be able to trust you again. So if you do XYZ, I won't trust you. You're holding that person hostage. You're not enabling them to release and really be themselves, find themselves, embrace that self. What does the word trust mean in your community and the work that you do?
The word trust for us means that we as facilitators, when we go into a session, we do not have an agenda. We don't have, okay, I'm going to move this person from this place to this place. We are totally free of all of that, and we put ourselves aside. And what when I enter my sessions is I focus on my heart chakra and or energy center, if you're not familiar about the chakra system, and my sacral chakra just below my navel. And I breathe and I'm giving them the eye contact. I never had eye contact when I was in working with my facilitator. And that is the soul connection. That is, you know, I honestly feel that that is the soul connection. That is where the trust goes. And they hold the eye contact. I hold the eye contact. We have a soul connection because in today's society, how often do we really, when we walk by somebody, say in a mall or out on a sidewalk or wherever, how often do we really look at that person as we're walking by and give a smile or right. what have you?
Right.
Families, you know, we walk into restaurants and we see a lot of families on their cell phones. You know, it just is a society where we're losing that connection, and I don't want to sound like a negative Nelly. It's not going to get any better. Technology is going to just keep raising and raising and raising.
Right.
And we're going to lose more of that human contact. So this provides the trust in our sessions where there's no agenda, there's the eye contact, and just the presence of you are welcome here.
You know, and you, like you said, you experience so many things, past life regressions, current traumas, future fears, all of that. And you're working in the area of the G-spot. Tell us a little bit about that work in that sexual energy realm, really how that helps people release.
Well, when they're willing to address their sexual healing, they're free to their life force energy, which is repressed and suppressed along with the wounding. So when that place is, like often that we call that area the sacred spot, and that is where they have where we store our trauma. And this is at the same area where it gives us the most joy. And mm-hmm. so when it's been touched and presenced and allowed to let go of whatever, whether it's a scream or whether it's a fart or whether it's anger, you know, whatever.
Sweat.
Yeah, exactly. And pleasure.
Right.
You know, if there's pleasure in the session, there's no, oh my God, what are you doing? You're not supposed to be doing that.
Right,
like,
right.
This is the area because often, you know, it's treated aggressively. Mm-hmm. Whether, you know, it's being stimulated by your partner or you know, whatever. It's
self-gratification. I don't know why people get so uptight about self-gratification. If you don't know how the machine works,
right.
you don't know how to turn it on, you know?
Right.
And that,
right.
it's very important that you have a sexual relationship with yourself.
Yes,
you know,
yes.
If parents taught their children about sexuality, and they were open and honest, it wouldn't be this big question. It wouldn't be this great thing. You know, let's go smoke a cigarette because mom and dad said don't do it. You know, let's go have sex because they say that's not what you're supposed to do. Sexual pleasure is the greatest pleasure that our Creator has ever given us, is to be able to connect with that. And, you know, it's people fail to realize, and this is what I've learned from other clients. I have never, thank God, been subjected to that. But number one, so many women have not had an orgasm. and that is one of the greatest pleasures. They feel shame associated with it because their sexual predator or the person that abused them, they're not trying to hurt you. They're trying to get you to be enticed. They're trying to get you to feel good. They want you to have that stimulation because they want you to desire them. And then when you get to a certain point where you're not abused anymore and you're with your partner and you feel the same type of stimulation, there's this deep shame associated because it connects back with your abuser. And so how do you navigate in between someone that's abused you and caused the stimulation and someone that is loving you and creating the stimulation?
Well, that's where this work comes in, is that it's all about the sacred touch. And being able to, like I said earlier, there's no aggression to it. There's no, okay, you need to perform. You need to tell me everything that happened to you, you know, years ago in your trauma. And that's another thing with society, is that we've lost the sacred touch between our partners. You know, whether it was... like myself, you know, before I started this work, like I was hurry up, get in and get off, you know, maybe a little bit of moaning going on or sighing, but it was nothing like what is now. And it's the sacred touch, someone just touching you lovingly without an agenda, without, okay, I've got to get your G-spot going. I've got to get you to orgasm.
Right.
You know, this is my agenda. And you know, partners have it. And so this is where you can just be in stillness. And if you don't release anything, that's okay too.
Right. But it's the learning and it's the willingness and the openness to be able to receive this without shame, without pain, because there's no pain associated with it. You want to release that. Well, I commend you for the work that you're doing. I want to ask you a little bit about relationships. We're going to have another great interview about catfishing. And, you know, that's another part of the trust. Before I even let you get in to get down and dip your pole in the water, I really need to see where you're coming from. You've had some experiences with online dating and catfishing. Tell us a little bit about that.
Oh my goodness, that was something that I was so didn't know about. Mm. And when I went online dating, and that was a big, you know, plenty of fish kind of experience, because you don't know who you're swimming with. So there's this man showing me his, what I thought was true pictures of himself. And he was saying he was an electrician down in Africa. And he needed to come back to, I don't know if it was Canada or the United States, and he needed some money. And like, the first thing, this is a signal, is that they want you to come offline. They want you to have your personal information. So I gave this person my email address and started emailing back and forth. And it wasn't pornographic or anything that was going on. It was just a correspondence, but you build a bond.
Right.
And so I went into work one day and I was telling my team partner what was happening, and her mom was doing online dating. And she said, Heather, this sounds like what my mom experienced. This was catfishing. And I was like, what? No, I don't believe. Like, I trusted everybody kind of thing. So I told that person, and I told the person I was emailing, and then they turned around. My team partner said, oh, they're eventually going to ask you for money. And so I went back and I told the person, wouldn't you know, the next day they asked for money, and I was, go to hell, you know. And it's the same thing on Facebook, you know. I had, I think a couple of years ago, like there was someone posing to be in the U.S. Army, and so starting to message me. And so I did my research. I went onto YouTube and I, you know, what are the signs that this is bogus? And everything that was happening was what I was experiencing. Wow. So, you know, just to educate yourself, when someone's coming out of left field and being really interested in you and not, you know, wanting to meet in person, then, you know, get educate yourself. Know exactly what's going on.
Because you know what? One thing leads to another.
Yes.
And the naivety of all of these experiences, be it being sexually assaulted, because again, you were in your older years, mm-hmm. where you could have maybe mm-hmm. had a little bit, if you had a little bit more education on right and wrong and mm-hmm. those, you could have avoided that, or you could have gotten help from a third party that could have stopped that situation. Catfishing, the same thing. Mm-hmm. Don't be overly excited. Okay,
no.
When your instincts tell you something, that's why we have them. Listen to them. Step back. Take a breath. If you have been a victim of any of these situations, know that you are not alone, that there is no shame associated with it. You don't know what you don't know.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
There are wonderful people out here, and I mean especially like Heather Egan of Canada, that want to help you, that have dedicated their life based off the trauma that they have experienced to educate you and take you to the next level. Hold your hand, okay? Mm-hmm. Help you find out what's happening with your G-spot, because I'm telling you, the get down is all good. So don't worry about it. Don't feel shame about it. Know that there is a release. Please, Heather, tell my brains how to get in contact with you in Bolton, Ontario, Canada, or online. Because I know that you're studying right now to be a certified spiritual sexual educator. And we want to walk with you through that journey. Okay, we want to learn with you. Tell us how to get in contact with you.
Thank you, April. Your listeners can get in touch with me by emailing me at heat.egan@gmail.com. And I'm on Facebook. You can send me a messenger message and we'll get in contact, because I want to support you in your sexual awakening.
Right. And we are all sexual beings. Mm. We didn't really get an opportunity to tap into the men, but I want you to come back. I want you to come back on the edge and talk about that, because men don't talk about their sexual inhibitions. They don't talk about sexual shame. They don't talk about being sexually assaulted. They just think that that's a part of the male psyche and being ego, you know, their ego and all of that. And that's not, they can be very traumatized too. So are you going to come back and visit us on the edge again?
Of course, because I am so deeply honored. Not that one is more than the other, female, male, but for a male to present themselves in front of me and be that vulnerable to allow a woman to help heal them in healing. It's an absolute honor. So I'd love to come back and talk to you about that.
All right. Well, brains, I need you to, get yourself together. It's okay. Take your time. Know that there are other modalities. There are other options. You don't just have to have talk therapy. You can have touch therapy, and the touch of your body and your organs can be honored. It can be sacred. It can be loving. It can be spiritual. It can be healing. So thank you so much, Heather, for being here on The Edge. Brains, go back and listen to other edgy conversations. It's your duty. It's your duty to wag your booty, okay? I love you guys so much, and I just want you to just live life to the absolute fullest, because truly it is an honor, it is a joy to walk this earth and to wake up and feel the sunshine on your face. Thank you so much, Heather. Come back to the edge, okay?
Thank you, April. I will.
All right, be good, brains.
Welcome to On the Edge with April Mahoney Brains. Here, this is the place where the conversation is pointed, the guests are sharp.